FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikhail Mir's Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon, Intuitive Soul and Friends. It's the last Friday of the month. I cannot believe we're already through July, but apparently we are. Well, not all the way through, but this is definitely the last Friday. And because of that, that means we have Tom Campbell with us. I love having Tom on the show. And I realized as I was trying to think of, you know, something to talk about today and my expanded awareness due to some learning that I've been in the last 4 days, I thought, you know, we have this great show on consciousness, and I don't think we've ever talked about consciousness. And I know that this is not a small conversation, and this may go on for a few months, but I thought we could maybe talk about it. Now, for those who don't know Tom, please Google his name. There is so much information out there. If you find his YouTube site, he's got literally 100 YouTube videos, and so there's hours and hours and days and weeks probably of, you know, free information out there. All his workshops are on there, so you can get you can find out, you know, what he teaches just by going to YouTube and checking out his site. So there's lots and lots of information. His website is, because he wrote a trilogy of books called My Big Toe. And TOE is an acronym for the theory of everything. He has a website, mybigtoe.com, but there's hyphens in between. So it's my-big-toe.com. And he has a forum, and there's lots of information there. So I always love having Tom because he's got this wealth of information, and I know that this is exactly what Tom excels in. So welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Lori. That was a nice introduction.
Consciousness, woo!
Yeah, big subject. Like you say, we could talk for probably days on that. And it's kind of hard to imagine where to, you know, actually where to begin, because it is such a big topic. But let me just kind of start out the topic with kind of some blanket statements, and that is that consciousness is the only thing that's fundamental. All else is derived from consciousness. All else is virtual. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, that means that we are not these, you know, cute little chunky bodies that we, you know, that we think we are. That's virtual. That's part of this physical reality, our physical universe. And that's virtual. Our dream reality, that's virtual too. All of the experiential realities, experiential meaning realities in which we experience, which, you know, we see and do and act out things like we do in this physical reality and like we do in our dreams, those are all virtual realities. Consciousness represents the players. It represents you in those realities. So you are consciousness. Oh, I see I have a little dog who has an opinion on this subject in the background. Yeah. Anyway, so we are consciousness, and we're the actors, okay? And the virtual realities are like the sets. So you're an actor on this stage or on this let's just say that, you know, you're like, take one of Shakespeare's, you know, metaphors. You're an actor on this stage, and the stage itself, all the things, all the props, you know, all the stuff that's there is virtual. That's the physical reality or the dream reality. But we, the actors, we are consciousness. another way to look at this, another metaphor would be, look at the game of The Sims. It's a virtual reality game that either you or your people you know, your children probably have played. And you know, you with the mouse looking at the computer screen and with the keyboard, you are the consciousness of that character. That character of yours in The Sims is your avatar in that virtual reality called The Sims. Now, that's what we are here in this physical reality as we go about interacting with each other and doing what we do. Our bodies are really the avatar for us, the consciousness. Okay, so that's kind of a big conceptual leap there about the nature of consciousness. Now, the next big thing about consciousness that I'll kind of state, there's not enough time in an hour program to derive all these things. They do have derivations, and it is very logical, and it is science that can be explained in a lot of detail. But if you want that, please go to my YouTube channel, and you can do that by just going to YouTube and putting in my name, or putting in my big toe, or putting in my ID, which is TWCJR44. So if you go to YouTube, look up the Calgary workshop, and all of this will be described to you in great detail. But anyway, back to the kind of the one over the top in the short hour that we have. Consciousness itself is information. It's just information. Okay, your reality is based upon your experience. If you had no experience, there would be no reality, right? There's no reality to experience. Experience defines our reality. Experience is just information. We get data. Now, when we are playing in this physical game here that we call, you know, Earth and our solar system, then the data, we think, comes through our senses. So it comes through our eyes and ears and so on. We take that data and we interpret it, and we interpret it into this reality. And we learn to do that as infants. Infants get data, and they learn how to interpret it. So we get good at interpreting. So that's I'm giving you kind of the fundamental basis of what is consciousness. So consciousness is information. And the larger consciousness system, then, is an information system. Okay, well, what kind of information system? Well, the very simplest, most basic piece of information is a binary pair, a one and a zero, a yes and a no, you know, hot, cold, whatever. It's just two things, on or off. So the one and the zero define bits, and a bit is the simplest piece of information, one bit, and that's either a one or a zero. So we get down to basically duality at the root, where the duality is the one and not one. And we call the one zero, or zero and, you know, and not zero, and we call the not zero one. But it's a basic duality of thing and not thing make up the fundamental root of the information. So now we have consciousness as a digital information system. I know it's blowing a lot of minds, right? This is weird. You know, consciousness, when we think of that, we don't think of a digital information system. But with a little imagination, you'll see how it fits, that reality is just information. Consciousness is how you perceive. That's your awareness of reality. And that information, at its most basic, is digital and is binary. So we live in this digital information system called consciousness. And that is everything. Everything that we can know, you see, is part of this consciousness system. I just call that the larger consciousness system. So we are pieces of that larger consciousness system. But we're all parts of it. Just like our nose is a part of our body. It's not the whole body, but it's one with the rest of the body. You don't think of your nose as an independent actor, you know, or even your hand as an independent actor. It's all part of our physical system. Well, that's the way we are. We're not really independent actors in the sense that we are part of this larger consciousness system. But we are independent actors in that we have our own things to do, our own reasons for being, our own purpose to be there, just like our nose or our hand does. And we have our own functions to perform. And we are that way differentiated from the rest of the larger consciousness system, just like our nose or hand is differentiated from the rest of our body and body parts. So that's the nature of consciousness. It is this big information system, and you'll have to go to the lecture or read the books to understand, well, where did that come from? How did this big information system, you know, evolve and get to where it is, and so on? That's a little much to go into right here. So I think we've defined kind of what consciousness is and who we are. We are pieces of consciousness. We're having experience, okay, in this virtual reality that we call our physical universe. And our bodies are like our avatars, just like the Sims characters or the elves in World of Warcraft are avatars, and the consciousness is the one at the controls who holds the mouse and the joystick. That's the decision making part.
Right. Okay.
I'm hearing a little music in the background. Is that
nope. Not yet.
No, not yet. I'm looking at the clock and it's getting really close, isn't it? So I'm trying to think of ways to kind of come to a point that's good to stop while we go.
While we go to break.
We go to break. But anyway, so that's kind of consciousness in a nutshell. Now there's a couple important parts. I mentioned that we have our own thing to do, our own mission, our own goals. And what that is to evolve. This larger consciousness system evolves by lowering its entropy. High entropy means no information, just random bits. Low entropy means information, ordered, structured, things that have meaning and content. So that's how a larger consciousness system evolves. And there, you can make a very logical case that lowering your entropy equates with becoming love. So the larger consciousness system is evolving toward a more perfect union of its parts, you might say, a more perfect integration, because that is the farthest away from randomness, nothing, no information. So here we are in our little virtual reality game, and our mission, our purpose here is to lower our entropy, become love, spiritual growth, letting go of fear, letting go of belief, expectations, ego. All those things are high entropy things. So we're growing up. So there we are. Now we're almost to the break, and I've kind of laid out the very basic roots of consciousness without really giving you any details of derivation of how that actually comes to be. But you'll have to trust me on that in this short time, that if you go to the videos on YouTube or to the books, you'll find all of this derived logically in great detail.
Nice. Well, why don't we take this opportunity to go to break? You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tom Campbell with us. Again, Tom can be found on the web at YouTube for sure, his ID is TWCJR44, so TWCJR44, or Tom Campbell or Thomas Campbell, or My Big Toe, and there's so much information there, and so I would definitely invite you to go there. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Are you unhappy in your career? Struggling with work-life balance? Stuck in a dead-end job that doesn't play to your strengths? You deserve to design your own career destiny so you can thrive. Caroline Dowd Higgins can show you how. Best-selling author, CBS Coach Me radio host, and nationally acclaimed public speaker, Caroline Dowd Higgins has engaged audiences with inspiration and practical solutions so you can pursue the career of your dreams. Write this website down if you are looking for career inspiration. CarolineDowdHiggins.com. Consider bringing Caroline in to speak at your next event. Her style is high energy and engaging, and audiences around the country sing her praises. Life is too short to be in a career you hate. Learn more at CarolineDowdHiggins.com.
closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Tom Campbell with me today, and we are talking about consciousness. So obviously, we will narrow down this topic as we go through, but I wanted to just sort of start off with, you know, really what is the definition of consciousness? So we sort of very quickly have gone through that, and there's so many points that you brought up about duality and how important that is. But, you know, like, why are we moving? Why is it important to know about consciousness?
Well, we have a purpose here. As individuated units of consciousness, we have a purpose, and that purpose is to evolve the quality of our consciousness, to grow spiritually, become love. All those things mean the same thing. So we're here to grow up. This virtual reality that we're in, our physical universe, and for us, the part that matters is our planet. We're here to have experience, and with that experience, we have choices to make. And these aren't always, you know, necessarily obvious choices. They're choices of being. Primarily, like, do you react to that stimulus by getting angry, or do you react in a different way? That's a choice of yours. Kind of goes back to the idea of nobody can make you angry. You choose to be angry. Other people can provide input to you, and that input, you say, that makes me mad, but it's not that it does. You choose. You could choose something else, you see, and you choose to be angry because of ego. How dare he say that about me? You see, that's ego. So that is part of that high entropy stuff that you'd like to get rid of. So here we are in this virtual reality. Our job here is to grow up in this schoolhouse. And this is not an advanced school. We're not talking about graduate school or college or even high school. It's more like preschool, more like daycare, maybe elementary school. We have a lot of fear and ego to get rid of. So we are kind of at the mostly at the beginning stages of that. And so that's what we're doing. And as we do that, we're evolving our consciousness. We as consciousness are evolving just like the larger consciousness system is evolving. So we're in a, you know, a state of becoming. Okay, this is a project that's still in progress. And we're growing through our choices. We make choices, and those choices either help us lower our entropy, grow up, or they, you know, create more entropy, and then we de-evolve. So that's what we're doing here. We have free will, okay? And the way I describe free will is that you have the freedom to make the choices from what I call your decision space. Your decision space are all those things that you might do, all the choices you have that you know of. Now, there may be many, many more choices that you're just not aware of. Like when that person says that thing that makes you angry, you may not be aware that there are other choices, other ways to react to that other than with your ego and with fear. But there are other choices. So you have a choice among all of those things, all of those choices in your decision space that you know of. And when something happens that you have to make a choice or a decision on how to be or what to do, either one, then you have the freedom to make that choice. And that choice will either help you grow up, help you evolve the quality of your consciousness, add to your spiritual growth, move you closer to becoming love, or it will do the opposite. Or it may be neutral. It may not, you know, really give you any plus-ups or any, you know, pull-downs, either one. So that's what we're doing here, and that's why we're here. So we are part of the larger consciousness system strategy for evolution. The larger consciousness system is also evolving. It's an evolving, aware entity in itself. We are pieces of that entity. Again, like the entity is our body and the pieces are like the fingers or the nose or parts of the body. So we are part of its strategy for its own evolution. Now, this larger consciousness system is not perfect. It's not infinite. It's finite because it's real, and it's imperfect because it's real. You know, it doesn't have perfect process, but it is kind of in charge, if you will, in that the larger consciousness system is the system that created this virtual reality for us to evolve in. And why did it do that? Because it's this is the fast track. It's much easier. It's much more effective to evolve in an experiential virtual reality where you have these plain, clear choices and immediate feedback about the results of those choices. So that person does something that makes you angry, and what you do is get angry, and you realize then that you're getting angry because their angry just creates a worse problem than you had when you started with. And meeting anger with anger is not a good way of dealing with the problem behind that anger, you see. So we get this immediate feedback about what works and what doesn't. Now, we're not always paying attention, but the feedback's the feedback is there. So this is a learning lab. Now, many people who have listened to this, I had many people say, you know, I'm a very religious person, and as far as I'm concerned, your larger consciousness system is God. And I say, well, that's, you know, you're welcome to that that definition, but realize it's finite and it's not perfect, but it is in charge, and it does, you know, we are bits of that. In other words, we are chunks of consciousness in the image of the larger chunks of consciousness, if you will. And most of the other attributes of God, if you get rid of the dogma and the creed and that kind of stuff, kind of fit pretty well in that larger consciousness system. So here this system is. It's created this reality for us, and it would like us to succeed. So we get nudges through our intuition. We get dreams that help us process things we're dealing with. We get all sorts of help from this system. If you're aware enough, you can end up with an interface, a personal interface to the larger consciousness system, which many people call guides. Maybe some more religious people call angels, or other people who aren't intellectually capable of dealing with the concept of guides or angels may just call it intuition. You know, feelings that they get, information they get from no particular known source, which they maybe prescribe just to themselves, their intuition. So that's the reality we live in. So why are we here? To grow up. How do we do that? By making choices. So you've heard me mention this before. The way life works is stuff happens and we get to deal with it. We spend all of our time fussing and trying to manipulate and control what happens to us, the stuff that happens. That's where our focus is. But where our focus should be is on how do we deal with it. If we deal with whatever happens to us, if we deal with it with love and with caring and with compassion and with courage, then we will grow. We grow up. We evolve the quality of our consciousness. If we deal with it with the opposite of those things, we de-evolve. So the whole focus here, the whole reason of our being here is to pay attention to that. How do we deal with it? And the what happens is really not all that important. We're not here to have a good time or to party or to, you know, be happy. We're here to learn and to grow up. Now, the good news is that if you do learn and grow up and lower your entropy, you generally are happy. Those two do go together. But it, you know, you don't pursue happiness. Happiness is a result of a life well led. If you are decreasing your entropy, then you find happiness. If you're out after happiness, you find frustration. See, so that kind of summarizes not only what consciousness is, but how it is that we relate to it, what our purpose here is, free will. Let's see. Do you have any other place you'd like to take us?
Lori? Yes, definitely. When we come back from break, we're going to explain how you know it's true. But you mentioned Earth is the fast track, or this virtual reality is a fast track. And I know you've been to other planets or other
virtual realities.
Other virtual realities. There you go.
Yeah.
And so, is there a huge difference? Like, is this planet that different from others?
No. All of the virtual realities are part of the fast track. It's okay. Not that just this one is different than others. They're all different. They're not the same, but basically they're all the same thing. They're all schoolhouses. They're all experiential virtual realities in which the entities that play, you know, it's like you have World of Warcraft and you have The Sims. And those are two different reality frames. But they're both similar in the sense that you have to learn the game and, you know, there's good things to do within the game and things that are not so productive. And that's the way it is in these others. So all of those virtual realities are the fast track.
Okay. So virtual reality is the fast track, and the other reality would be in the non-physical, which is not so fast tracking.
Right, that's not so fast because it's hard to get any feedback. It's hard to get any leverage there.
Yeah.
It's like when you're in that larger reality and you don't have this experiential data stream coming in, then it's like you're in a chat room with 10,000 people and no rules. You know, it's hard to make sense out of what you get. You can't necessarily believe anything you hear. It's very loose and abstract, and there's very difficult to get traction as far as your choices and the feedback of whether those were good choices or not.
All right. So this is really fascinating. I'm loving it. All right. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tom Campbell. Please check out his site, mybigtoe.com. There's hyphens in between or dashes in between. So my-big-toe.com. Google his name, Tom Campbell or Thomas Campbell, physicist, if they're asking for something else. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, Enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Okay, welcome back. We are talking with Tom Campbell on consciousness. I knew that this was going to spark a lot of ongoing conversations, and I know that this can go in so many directions. So, we've been talking about how, well, the larger consciousness, which some people want to refer to as God or the universe, or that there's something that we're sort of a piece of, and also, you know, the fact that we are part of this is to grow, and if we're just in, you know, nursery school or daycare, we obviously want to, you know, continue evolving. So we know that this cannot be just the one life. So, you know, whether somebody calls it reincarnation or, you know, that something's happening. So there's this bigger piece that is, for lack of a better term, you know, God, or that we kind of believe has, you know, a higher consciousness or is evolving quicker. And some, obviously, religions, if you're referring it to God, is, you know, ultimately where we're headed, yet we know that everything's still evolving. So first, like, is this piece that is this larger consciousness, I mean, it has access to everything that's ever happened at any time in space. So it is more evolved, but is still evolving.
Yes, and you know, you asked a question earlier that I started out to answer, but you know, I got wound up on some of the direction and we let it go. But you did ask the question, you know, so why should we care? You know, what is it that this consciousness means to us? Why is it important? And the point is that, or why does this knowledge, I guess, of consciousness, why is that important? It's important because we're in this game, whether we know it or not. We're in this virtual reality trainer, whether we know it or not, whether we care or not. And it's always better if you're in a game to know what the game is and what the rules are. Otherwise, you're in this game, you're wandering around out on the playing field, and you're totally clueless what's going on. You know, people are running, they're throwing things, and you have no idea really what's happening here. Well, you're not going to be a very effective player if you don't know what the game is and you don't understand, you know, the nature of reality. So that's why this is important. It's because you don't, you know, you can do a whole lot better. You can evolve a whole lot more if you know what you're doing and you're focused on it and it makes sense to you as opposed to if you're just wandering around clueless. Okay, now it's true, as you say, that there's, you know, we are just a part of something bigger, and this bigger thing is still evolving because it's a fundamental rule, I guess, of any sort of existence that you either grow or you die. If you're not growing, if you're not becoming, then you're just sitting still. That's called stagnant. If you're stagnant, eventually you will start to dissipate, because once you're stagnant, you're no longer out there trying. You're no longer trying to be creative. You're no longer making new things, coming up with new ideas. And after a while of just sitting there with no creativity, no new ideas, not thinking of anything, well, you know, you get a little dull, and your motivation starts to fade, and that's the beginning of the decay, you see. So you can't just, you know, be perfect, sit someplace, and be that way all the time. That's not real. You know, systems have to continually evolve and change and grow. Otherwise, they begin to, you know, go the other way. They begin to lose content, lose information, and revert back to, you know, nothingness. So why does this system continue on? Why is it evolving? You know, why are we in this rat race, if you will, to learn and to grow? Because otherwise we dissipate and disappear. You know, it's either grow or die. That's what it boils down to. So that's a simple choice. You know, you grow, you keep on moving, you keep becoming. And evolution is open-ended. You know, you're never at the end of evolution. Evolution continues to build on whatever it is you have. So we, you know, humans who have physically evolved to be what we are today, this is not the end of us. If you look at us, you know, 100,000 years from now, or 1 million or 2 million years from now, we're not going to look and be just exactly the way we are now, because evolution keeps on happening. It's never done. As long as, you know, there are things in the environment, there's things around us, there's things in our interior environment, which is the way we think, that are changing, that are growing. We're learning all the time, and we will change both mentally, emotionally, and we will change physically. So that's the way the larger consciousness system is as well. It's growing. But like you say, it's different than us. We're pieces of it. And as pieces, we start with very little. We start at the bottom and try to lower our entropy. As we lower our entropy, it lowers the entropy of the system, because we're part of the system. You see? So it's us and we're it. We're part of it. It's not like we're over here and it's different. But there also, in a system, there has to be the executive function. You know, somebody needs to be in charge. Otherwise, you end up with anarchy and nothing ever gets done. So there is an executive part of this system. You know, and you might think of it, if you're thinking in computer terms, you need an operating system. You see, if you just had a computer and no operating system, it wouldn't do anything. It doesn't have any coherence. There's no way to give it coherent instruction. Well, the operating system is the kind of the broker that gives the computer meaningful business things to do. It organizes, it manages, and that's what this executive function that some call God, and I just call the larger consciousness system, it's a natural, evolving information system. Okay, so it's not magic, and didn't come out of a lamp that somebody rubbed. You know, it's not that sort of thing. And it's a real system, therefore it's finite, because you can't have infinite systems. Infinite is a fine word as a metaphor, meaning bigger than we can imagine. And infinite, used in that metaphorical sense, is a fine word. And certainly, this larger consciousness system would seem infinite to us because it is so much larger than us. Just like the ocean, if we are sitting in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in an inner tube, that ocean would seem infinite to you. There'd be no end to it. And no matter how much you paddle, no matter what direction you go in, you know, it seems infinite. There's nothing else but just ocean, and more ocean. So we can use the metaphor that that ocean would seem infinite, and we can say that the larger consciousness system would seem infinite to us, but it can't be infinite because it's a real system. And why is it real? Because we're real. You know, we are real individuated chunks of consciousness. We can't come from a pretend system, otherwise we'd just be pretend units of consciousness. So let's see, where are we going now? You had me pointed in some direction. I don't know if I'm going in that direction or not. Where are we headed?
Well, okay, so now it makes me want, I mean, obviously every virtual reality is the fast pace or fast track, mm-hmm. but there are some virtual realities that have much lower entropy.
Yes, and some that have much higher entropy. Mm. So there are other virtual realities. A larger consciousness system didn't put all of its eggs in this one little tiny basket. Our whole universe, the whole universe, every star, every planet, you know, every comet, every piece of dust here is just one virtual reality. There are other virtual realities. It's just like, you know, you have The Sims and then you have the World of Warcraft, two different virtual realities. They don't communicate. A Sims elf doesn't crawl through the wires and pop out, you know, in The Sims, you know, in your swimming pool in your backyard in The Sims. It doesn't work that way. They're just different virtual realities. And all virtual realities are the fast track because they are experiential. You have experience. Those experiences have consequences and results, and you get immediate feedback from the choices of being and of doing that you make. So these are good places to learn, and some of them are more evolved than others. Some are kinder, gentler, and more cooperative than us, and some of them are meaner, rougher, and even more violent than us. I know, hard to imagine, but yeah, even more violent than us, more fear, more ego than we have. So they kind of come in all sizes.
Right, and yet those people with lower may still have higher technology advances than we have.
Well, sure. Technology is beside the point.
Right.
Technology has more to do with our intellectual prowess than it does with our being, you know, our level of consciousness. Now, the two aren't incompatible. You can have a very high-quality consciousness, low entropy, and have a lot of technology. That it's not like, you know, they don't go together. They can go together, but they don't have to.
Right.
Having technology doesn't make you a better person.
No, as we are finding out.
Right. Sometimes if you your better technology allows you to blow up, you know, the entire planet, you know, all at once, then obviously that technology is it's like gun in the hand of a three-year-old. You know, it's inappropriate. Too much technology for the amount of consciousness quality.
Right. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we can continue evolving and not have to worry about how much we get done in this life, because we know there's going to be more.
Yes.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Tom Campbell with me again. I highly recommend connecting with Tom's, all of his work. YouTube is just an excellent opportunity to have the visual and the auditory parts of you engaged. So, you know, check him out on YouTube. And you are listening through Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Soul and Friends, today I have Tom Campbell with me. Tom will be back with us in August on, the 30th. So almost the last day. So August 30th will be Tom's next show. We've been talking about consciousness, and I have a feeling we're going to be talking about this for the next few shows or more. So I'm excited about this because it's like fascinating information. But again, if you want more information about Tom, do go to his YouTube, go to his website, mybigtoe.com with hyphens in between. So my-big-toe.com. All right. So let's talk about the reincarnation. And I know you have a different name for it, but you know, obviously once on this path, we know kind of the rules of the game, or we're learning them slowly, the rules of the game. We kind of continue on. I mean, I guess we could go to different virtual realities, but they'll have different rules. So a lot of us sort of stay with the same virtual reality to sort of learn. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, that is how it goes. Now, imagine, here you are, consciousness. Consciousness doesn't die. Okay, consciousness in our term, from our perspective, we say consciousness is immortal. Consciousness just is. You know, when you're playing in World of Warcraft and your avatar, you know, your elf or your barbarian or whatever it is that you have, your wizard, you know, they get blown up and they die. Well, nobody goes out and has a funeral, right? They pop up in a graveyard and they have to run back to the fight, you know, that sort of thing. That's because if you just had one game, if you got into the World of Warcraft and said, okay, here's your character, as soon as that character dies, you're done. You're out of this game. Well, wouldn't be much fun, would it? You probably wouldn't last in the game more than about 10 or 15 minutes, because at the beginning, you're not really very good at it. So it wouldn't be fun, and it wouldn't be useful, and you wouldn't learn much. You wouldn't learn how the game works and things to do and things not to do and strategy and all the stuff that's there to learn in that game. You can't learn it in one play, if you will. And it's the same with consciousness. Consciousness now is playing avatars in this universe and on this planet. And those are our physical bodies. Those are the avatars. And consciousness is what animates them. So when the physical character dies, whether it's just old age or gets run over by a truck, the consciousness doesn't die. Consciousness is non-physical to this physical world, right? Consciousness is this larger consciousness system. It's an information system. Information is non-physical. Information doesn't take up space. Information doesn't have weight. Information doesn't have volume, you see. So information's non-physical. So that non-physical part of you, your consciousness, just goes on. And it's just had this one play, and now that character, that avatar, is gone. It dies. The consciousness is not done. The consciousness has just begun. What we're trying to do here is grow up, increase the quality of our consciousness, become love. That's a tough thing to do. It takes a lot of iterations, a lot of effort, a lot of feedback before we make significant progress on that path of changing who we are. It's not how we act is the key. We're trying to change who we are. We're growing up. We're evolving the quality of our consciousness, and that takes a lot of iterations. So I call each one of those iterations an experience packet. It's because you go to have experience in this virtual reality, and they come in packets. And when that experience avatar that's having that experience dies or gets run over by the truck or gets a disease or something, or swept away in a flood, then you pick another avatar and get back in the game. Okay, that's the way it works. Now, other people call that reincarnation, and that would be the standard term. That comes mainly out of the Eastern philosophy. I tried to let go of most of these handles because people have such emotional attachments to things that it's better to make up new names and let them think about it without the emotional attachment. You actually can get farther that way. That's why I call it experience packets. But yes, that's a part of it. The system doesn't work. The whole concept doesn't work if you don't have multiple avatars playing multiple times in these virtual realities, or saying you have multiple lives that you have in your progression of learning, progression of trying to change the quality of your being. So, yes, we go on and on and on. The body dies, but that's just virtual body. Doesn't mean a thing, just like the elf dies or the person in Sims dies. It just doesn't mean anything. Yes, we put a little gravestone out in the out in the Sims yard, right? And everybody goes on, and you get another character, and play on. That's the way it works. That's part of the purpose. Now, one thing I would like to say as we get to the last 5 minutes of the show here,
or two, yeah.
Is that yes, so quickly, is that people would say, well, how do you know this theory? Now, what I've just given you is a model. Theories are often called models. It's just a model of reality. And how do you know this model is a good model? Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of answers for that. One, it passes through all the data points. It answers all the questions. It comes up with a good scientific, logical process to understand what the Buddha meant when he said, everything is... what was his words? Everything is, he didn't say imaginary or not real, but I think mana, but that means, it's not substantial. And that's basically saying this is a virtual reality. It's the same sort of thing. So you can interpret all this stuff. You understand what these sayings mean and why they're important. So from the historical and the mystical viewpoint, it kind of touches all the bases and explains whether it's Eastern or Western. It makes sense. And an interesting thing happened is that after my books were published and out there for a few years, it occurred to me, I got a light bulb went on one day, and it occurred to me that the exact same model also solves the paradoxes of physics. The big questions in physics, like why is the velocity of light constant under the motion of the source? Why should particles in quantum mechanics be described as probability distributions? There's lots of these things. What's dark energy and matter and all these big mysteries in science fall out very easily. And you can predict the results of experiments, like the experiments in quantum mechanics, you can say what the results are going to be. It just falls out. So it goes through the data points, and that's what makes a theory either a good theory or a bad theory, is does the theory, one, explain all the things that you already know? Mm-hmm. Two, does the theory explain new things that you can then test to see if those are right? And basically, is the theory useful? Does it give you information, a way of looking at things that you can use, that's helpful in your, whatever it is you do in your science or in your life? So that's kind of the roll-up of why this particular model seems to work. And yeah. Me and a bunch of other people have been looking now for some years, almost a decade, to find things that it does not explain. And so far, it's been able to explain with a good, solid, logical background, everything. That's why it's a theory of everything.
Nice.
So that's kind of where it is, and that's why it's decent. It's not because, this was handed down on a stone tablet in a fiery bush. It's because it works. That's what makes it valuable, and that it has value to people. Who read it and understand it, they get a perspective on what's important and what's not.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So much information. We've got so much we're going to explore next time on August 30th. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. Please check Tom out, mybigtoe.com with hyphens in between. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Thank you. Thank you again, Tom.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.